Good morning. Good morning on a very bright, blue-skied Wednesday morning, 29th of April 2015, and welcome to slow-moving traffic on my way through Glanmire after having left my daughter to school. I'm going to a cafe in order to meet up with a good friend of mine. And I've just been listening on Audioboo to Bernie Goldbach's Top Gold on everywhere on the internet. I've just been listening to him talking about SoundCloud and talking about his own view of SoundCloud and how it's imperfect. And this put me in mind of how do I want to use SoundCloud? SoundCloud is a platform. If you click on a link on a blog, you might very well, from point of view of audio, be taken to SoundCloud. I personally have no idea about what kind of a community exists on SoundCloud, but as a place through which you can express yourself, SoundCloud has a lot of strength. It put me in mind of public speaking on SoundCloud. It put me in mind of public speaking on Audioboo. Put me in mind of public speaking on Voicebo. And this is, after all, a piece of public speaking. And the person I'm going to meet in a minute, Shirley Gallagher, is like me, a member of Toastmasters, an organization which is dedicated to helping people to improve their ability to speak in public. Now, public speaking, as far as Toastmasters is concerned, isn't confined to best man speech at a wedding, isn't confined to a funeral oration or an oration at a funeral. It isn't confined to a presentation to an audience at work. It extends to going for a job interview, which is, after all, a piece of public speaking, where you are asked questions to which you have to respond, and you might have a minute or two of time within which to elaborate your opinion. So Toastmasters is, from the point of view of Toastmasters itself, is applicable in so many different situations, including being in a pub and telling a story to your friends, including down the telephone, telling a story to your mother. Toastmasters has got 10 stages to it. I could easily describe it as 10 steps to public speaking. And I have only done 2 of the steps, and I'm familiar with 3 of them. And I've generally read a lot about it. Now, when I did my first speech, it was called an icebreaker. It was an opportunity to introduce myself to the other people who I would be meeting in the local club. So I had an opportunity to make up an entire fictional story about who I was, where I came from, because they didn't know anything. I had an opportunity to be authentic and what you'd call truthful and speak from the heart about what kind of a person I was, or go through simply a chronology of I was born on such and such a day, I went to school in such and such a place. But the main thing was to just get out there and say something in public. Stand up and get over the collywobbles of your knees falling apart. And however you were going to speak, whether you were going to read something out to people or whether you were going to speak it out of memory or make it up on the spot, was fine. And the second speech at Toastmasters, the second step on the journey that I did 2 weeks ago, was having a speech in which you had to have a big, good beginning, a middle and an end. Now, on this Audioboo, I need to have a good beginning, a middle and an end. It will make for a good Audioboo if I structure it like that. Just about anything that you're going to speak about is helped by having a good beginning, a middle and an end. So Toastmasters encourages you right at the beginning to think about a beginning, middle and end. And in my experience, the part that's most overlooked by people, there are two aspects that are most overlooked by people. The second one, if you like, is having a beginning which grasps and holds people's attention. Not enough effort has been made by speakers that I have known in my life to grab and hold people's attention, but particularly grab them to start with. Because people have other things on their mind, people are distracted, and often people only half listen to you. And for all I know, you may only be half listening to me now. But the main thing that people forget about is having a good ending, a conclusion, a summary, a pulling together, a remembrance of what this was like at the very beginning and the key points that you've made in your contribution. People very often forget that, and consequently they don't leave people with as vibrant and as colourful a remembrance of things past as they could have. And the third, and that's the second level within Toastmasters. So, you know, say something, get up and get over your nerves and get all the benefits of speaking in public. Secondly, get yourself a good structure. And thirdly, the one I'm going to do in 2 weeks' time, and the one I haven't a clue what topic I'm going to speak on yet, is speaking with a purpose, having a purpose in mind. Why are you making this speech? Okay, you're doing it within Toastmasters in order to practice, so as you can complete your 10 levels, if you like. But what is the purpose of the speech itself? Is it to get people to take in facts, take in information? Or, secondly, is it to give people an understanding and an awareness of something? Understanding and awareness, different from just having a load of facts, yes? And the third one, the third possible purpose is, what do you want people to do as a result of listening to your public speech? Action. Influencing behaviour. Now, I've done a lot of training of people to be able to do presentations. And I use the acronym MUD, M-U-D. Memory, and that's the first one I've talked about. Mainly facts you want your audience to remember. Understanding, and that's you, standing for understanding. And that's, you know, developing awareness. It could be changing people's mind about a topic. It could be opening up a new area for inquiry to them. Oh, they didn't realize it was possible to use SoundCloud at all, for example. And thirdly, what do you want people to do? You know, do you want people to go and join your religious group? Do you want people to pick up the phone and ring their mother who they've neglected for a while? So Toastmasters speech number 3 gives you a chance to address what is the purpose. So in conclusion, listeners, ladies and gentlemen, public speaking is all over the place. You can do it in so many different contexts. Toastmasters is a great place to practice, and there are lots of things to practice. And we've touched on 3 of them. And I've left you with the acronym MUD. And thirdly, in conclusion, I haven't a clue what I'm going to do for my next speech. If you have any suggestions, if there are any things that you would like me to develop into a public speech, will you please give them to me? And I promise you in return that I'll practice that speech here on Audioboo. I will practice that speech here on Audioboo. You'll be the first people to hear it. And that will be what I give you in return for having been good enough to offer me suggestions. Okay, so on a bright, sunny day, I go into Café Beva to have a cup of coffee. I might even have scrambled eggs and sausage. Have a lovely day, and thank you very much, Bernie Goldbach, for setting me off on this journey. Paul O'Mahony, O'Mahony Blog on the Internet. Thanks a million. Bye.